VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a fifth term in power Wednesday. His main rival Benny Gantz acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud Party and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Should his party form a coalition, Netanyahu would later this year become Israel's longest-serving leader, surpassing even the founding father David Ben-Gurion. The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history. Until 5 months ago, Nasheed was still in exile. He's vowed to use his party's thumping mandate to usher in a new era of stability and democracy in the Maldives. The holiday destination popular with honeymooners is only just emerging from years of strongman rule, political crises, and corruption scandals miring the government and judiciary. President Trump was to sign executive orders seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. A senior administration official said that many existing regulations are outdated and have led to confusion. This is VOA News. The U.S.